Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. The title of his preaching is Prophets Are Seldom Honored, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it, except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so the Son of Man will be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the people of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the people of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus was saying something so radical that his listeners would have been furious. The people of Nineveh, Gentiles, and they would sit in judgment of the Jews. Unthinkable. No way. This passage follows directly on the words of Jesus, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." Is anybody listening? I think this gospel has tremendous importance in this time in human history where around the world people are choosing populist governments, that is, take care of ourselves at the expense of the common good of the whole of humanity. This leads to the ridicule and outright oppression, sometimes death, maybe another crucifixion, of our contemporary prophets trying to speak gospel values. Let's call that truth. Truth. That means to stop the lying and stop the deception. And that applies to governments across the globe and to the institutional church. Telling the truth dismantles power. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is the something greater than Solomon here. Prophets are seldom honored. ¶¶